You are listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. One of the most important aspects of deen, which we need constant remind is about, is amongst the fundamentals of deen. We know that the famous hadith states, Bunya al-Islamu ala khamsin. The deen of Islam has been based on five pillars. Shahadati an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadan rasulullah wa iqami salati wa ita'i zakah wal hajj wa sawmi ramadan. This is the basis of deen. And if we have no basis, then what do we have? Salah is awwalu ma yusalu anhu al-abd yawm al-qiyamah. First thing that we will be questioned about on the day of qiyamah, as stated in the hadith of Anas, awwalu ma yuhasabu bil abd yawm al-qiyamah salah. The first thing that a person will have to answer for on the day of Qiyamah is Salah. فَإِن صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ وَإِن فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ سَائِرُ عَمَلِهِ. If Salah is in order, then everything else will be in order. And if Salah is not in order, then everything else will also be upside down. Salah is that one thing, one aspect. وَصَلَاتُ يَلْفَارِقُ بَيْنَ الْمُسْلِمْ وَالْكَافِرِ. Salah is a differentiating factor between a Muslim and a kafir. There's one thing that differentiates a Muslim from a kafir, and that undoubtedly is Salah. فَإِن تَابُوا وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَنُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says that if they repent and establish Salah, then they are your brothers in deen. Then they are your brothers in deen. So what we understand is that part of repentance is to perform Salah, and then you'll become part of the believers. Furthermore, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Baina rajuli wa baina shirki wal kufri tarkus Salah. Between a person and between kufr and shirk, there is no barrier except a salah. There is no barrier except salah between a person and kufr and shirk. Salah is that barrier. وَالصَّلَاةُ حَاجِزٌ بَيْنَ الْعَبْدِ وَالْمَعَاصِي. Salah is that one impediment, that one barrier, that one thing that will hold you back from disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the last advices that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given whilst he was almost on his sakaratul maut, the last moments of his life, and he said, As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Salah, salah, meaning I am strongly advising you that you remain steadfast in performing your salah. Salah is a means of expiation of our sins. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ ذَلِكَ ذِكْرَ لِلذَّاكِرِينَ. Establish salah on the two ends of the day, the portion of the night. Indeed, good deeds wipe out evil deeds. And this is a reminder for those who will take heed. Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah has a narration, and this is the hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhum, in which it is stated, أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ أَنَّ نَهْرًا بِبَابِ أَحَدِكُمْ يَغْتَسِلُ مِنْهُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ خَمْسَ مَرَّاتٍ هَلْ يَبْقَى مِنْ دَرَنِهِ شَيْءٍ. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you tell me, if there is a river, a stream at any of your doors, and you take a bath, you take a ghusl in it, five times a day, will any dirt remain on your body? And the Sahaba said, no, no dirt will remain. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَذَلِكَ مَثَلُ الصَّلَوَاتِ الْخَمْسِ يَمْحَوْ اللَّهُ بِهِنَّ الْخَطَايَةِ. And that is the similitude of the five daily salahs. Allah will wipe out via those salahs one's evil deeds. Salah is a nur. It is a light. The hadith says, الطهور شطر الإيمان. Cleanliness is half of faith. Walhamdulillah, itamla ul mizan. And Alhamdulillah fills the scales. Wa subhanallah walhamdulillah tamla'ani aw tamla'u ma bayna as-sama'i wal ard. And subhanallah and alhamdulillah will fill up that which is between the heavens and the earth. Wa salatu nurun. And the salah is a nur, an effulgence. Wa sadaqatu burhanun. And charity is a proof. Wal Quranu hujjatun laka aw alayk. And Quran is either a proof for you or against you. Kullu nasi yaghdu fabaya nafsahu famu'tiquha aw mubiquha. Every person wakes up in the morning and that person is either selling their soul. Kullu nafsi yaghdu fabaya nafsahu famu'tiquha. Either you are freeing your soul from Jahannam or you are making your soul a captive of the fire of Jahannam. With the salah, via the medium of salah and fasting, a person can attain the position of a shaheed. There were two individuals who accepted Islam at the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One became a shaheed and the other one lived on for a year after that. Talha bin Ubaidullah radiallahu anhu says that I seen a dream in Jannah and I seen that the one who lived for a year longer after the shaheed was in a higher stage. In fact, entered Jannah before the shaheed. And I was totally amazed at this. I woke up and I went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I mentioned this. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alaysa qad saama ba'dahu Ramadan wa salla sittata alafi rakat aw kada rakatan salatas sana. Did he not fast for another Ramadan? Did he not perform about 6,000 rakats of salah? Or 1 year's salah? So you tell me, where has all of that gone? Inna salata kanat ala al-mu'minina kitaban mawquta. Salah has been ordained on its prescribed time for the believers. And performing salah on its appointed time is amongst the most blessed actions that a believer can engage in. Imam al-Bukhari rahimahumullah has narrated, and this is from Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, in which he says that I asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul amali ahabbu ila Allah, which action is most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-salatu ala waqtiha, performing salah on its appointed time. And then Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, Thumma ayyun, and thereafter which? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ثُمَّ بِرُ الْوَالِدَيْنِ, being kind to your parents. And then Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, and then what? And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's also come in a narration. And this is a warning for those who delay their salah. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen a long narration of the dream of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Innahu atani al-layl atiyan. Two people came to me and they were sent to me and they two came. They said to me, go. We went. We came upon a person who was sleeping. And one was with a boulder, throwing the boulder on the head of the person. And this person's head would be smashed to bits. And the rock would roll away. And then it would come back to normal. And they would drop a boulder again. And his head would come back again. This was repeated again and again. And when it was asked, it was said that this is a person who delays his salah. Person who delays his salah. So let us perform our salah, unnecessary joining salahs, performing two salahs, is considered to be one of the major sins. Without a valid excuse to join two salahs, then that is a major excuse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to realize the position of our salah, so that we are punctual. And therefore, a poem that was formulated says that salah is not some time or no time or part time. It's full time, on time, and if you can, do extra time, because death can come any time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to perform our salahs regularly, inshaAllah.